Great. Next case, then, please.
The next application is 11,773. Larry R. and Bonnie J. Scott seek a variance from the front yard setback, sections 115-74B and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Smith Mill Church Road, approximately 900 feet south of Whitesville Road. The 911 address is 36121 Smith Mill Church Road in Del Mar. The zoning district is B1. The tax map is District 532, Map 15, Parcel 1.
Excuse me, the people that are leaving, if you keep it down, please. We still have a meeting going on.
Specifically, they're requesting a 2-foot variance for both garages. We received no letters in support, no letters on opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you. Can you give us your name? And your address. Okay. Do you swear or affirm that the information you get tonight will be true and correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Let me present, read the letter that I wrote. I'm applying for a variance for the garage we recently built. The garage was built by Pioneer Pole Buildings in October 2014. Proper permits were purchased before construction was started. Electric was put in the building December of 2014, but the cement was not placed till April the 1st, 2015. After electric was installed, evidently our electrician did not call for a final inspection, which we knew nothing about. Around September of 2015, we were notified by planning and zoning that we had not had final inspection. That was news to us, as we thought everything was finished. Electrical inspection was done and passed. Then we were called and told that our building was 2 feet short of property line. Also, your inspection originally said I was 2 feet short of 40, said it was at 38 feet. As neither of us could find the property markers, I asked what he used for a reference. He said he used a telephone pole and that I needed to have the front markers located. I had Miller and Lewis find and install new front markers, and I gained 12 inches, which should have made me at 39 feet. When your inspector came out again and measured, he said I was still at 38 feet. I asked Inspector Roth how that can be since I gained 12 inches. He said the telephone pole was originally just an estimate. I feel the building permit wasn't very clear, and your inspectors need to be more accurate on the first measure. I followed your building permit exactly as it said, face property from road. It told me to go to the road. Next word, front, setback with the number 40. It does not say 40 feet or indicate 40 feet with a hash mark. My 100-foot tape measure measures 50 feet from the road, so I thought I was good to go. Plus, it's in line with the garage here when I bought the property in October of 1977. There was no mention of any problem when I purchased the property then. I've been over to your office twice, I've done everything I was told I needed to do. I find this form quite confusing. You know what it's talking about because it's your job. I do not understand all the terminology. I'm enclosing the check for $400 and the form for what I need to fill out. If there's more information that I've not provided, please contact me and I will try to get the additional information. I've also provided pictures of the property. Now, on the criteria for variance, Mrs. Cornwell helped me fill this out. She was most helpful. Uniqueness of the property. The garage was there when I bought it, so I lined up the new garage with the old garage. That was October of 77 when I bought the property. The back 4 acres of my property is wetlands, plus there's a ditch 40, 50 feet from my shop. The property can't be developed any further. The buildings, both garages are on concrete slab. That was the best place to put the garage. There's also electric in the new garage. Under not created by the applicant, the issue wasn't created by me when I purchased the property in October 77. The old garage was there, and there was no mention of the garage not being in compliance with the county, so I had new garage set up with the old one. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The neighbor's garage was built in the last 10 years, and it's as close to the road or closer than mine. I've since found out he had to have an 8-foot variance. So it won't impact my neighbors on either side. After the minimum variance of 2 feet, I've talked to both neighbors, and they have no problem. They asked me tonight if they needed to show up, and I said, not that I know of. So I'm at your mercy as to what I'm allowed to do and what I'm not. Any questions?
Okay. Great, we'll start out. Mr. Rickard, do you have any questions?
What would you suggest that the county do with a permit?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. For me, anyhow, facing property from the road, front setback, you have 40, all right? To me, it should say 40 feet from property facing the road. I would understand that better. In my first conversation with the gentleman, Jeff, I told him, I said, I'm 50 feet from the road, and his words were, I get that a lot. So after a conversation with him, I asked, can I have your boss's name? And Bob was the first man. His boss was named Jeff. So I said, do you have a copy of this permit in front of you? And he said, yeah. I said, well, it says here, facing property from the road. And then the next word is front setback with 40. Don't say feet. Doesn't have a hash mark indicating a foot. I mean, it could be 40 inches. So he said, yeah, I understand where you're coming from, and it could be that. And I've heard you say tonight, Mr. Rickard, that, you know, it's from your property line, which I do know now. You know, I looked at this, and I'm thinking, well, where did they send me? They said to go to the road. So I get my 100-foot tape, and I'm 50 feet from the road. So not only that seems logical to me, but I lined it up exactly with my existing garage, and when I went to settlement, I've still got my settlement papers from 1977. I'm not a lawyer or a realtor, so I pay them people to research all this stuff and that I'm in compliance with whatever the county codes are. So I'm not thinking I'm in violation. And then through this procedure, I get, oh, by the way, Mr. Scott, your other building's out of compliance. Well, how can it be? I went to settlement in October of 77. I'm not out to break any ordinances that the county has. I felt I had two things on my side. I'm over 50 feet from the road, and I'm exactly in line with my other garage. I sent pictures to, and then, you know, I was told, well, you need to find your front property markers. Well, I've been there 38 years, so I don't know where they're at. So Miller and Lewis found my property markers, and that's when I gained 12 inches to my benefit, I thought. So then the next request after that is you need to have a survey of your property with all the existing buildings. So I heard you mentioned about $400. Well, that cost me over $1,000. So, and I've done everything that I know I can do to be right. And had I known it was 40 feet from the property line, it would have been no trouble to move it back 2 feet. All I wanted was a garage to put a new truck in. That was my goal. I could have bought a carport for $1,000 and saved a lot of money. So that's where I'm at. I mean, I'm at your mercy, and I'm after a 2 feet variance.
Thank you. Great. Thank you. We'll see if there's any questions. Let's start with you, Mr. Wolf.
No questions.
Mr. Ricker.
No other questions.
I have no question. Mr. Hudson?
No question.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Again, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11773. I believe the applicant was under oath, and he expressed his views about the confusion with the county Evidently, the permit to him was confusing. To other people, it's very clear. But to him, it seemed to be confusing. So based on his testimony, if the other places were in compliance at the time, I could see him lining that up with his other other buildings and feeling he was in compliance. But I think he's learned the lesson now that the 40 feet means 40 feet, not 40 inches or 40 yards, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Based on that, I believe the practical difficulty hasn't been created by the applicant. The confusion was in between the zoning and the applicant. I believe the applicant tried his best to get in and talk right up the ladder to straighten himself out. A variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. We've got an approval of that. And the requested variance is a minimum that will afford relief.
Yeah. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,773. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,773 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.